apostle, pastor, and general overseer. We invite you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith for your salvation. Again, welcome to the Whole Truth radio broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is the same church started on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. Bishop Patterson preaches and teaches the Apostles' Doctrine. We, the members of the body of Christ, believe and practice the Apostles' Doctrine. Come down with us, for we will do you good. The Lord has spoken good concerning us. Stay tuned to this station for the Whole Truth radio broadcast. For information concerning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, direct all prayer requests for literature and correspondence to Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle and General Overseer, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. They call Bishop Patterson at area code 610-583-2400. Keep listening to this station for another inspired message preached by Bishop Anthony J. Patterson.
That our Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, hear he him.
Thank you. They shout, they preach, and they pray, but it's all in vain. It's all in vain. It's all in vain. In vain, in vain, in vain, do they worship me. Oh, they preach, they pray. They sing and they shout in vain, vain, in vain. Oh, yes, it's in vain. It's all in vain. In vain, in vain, in vain. Do they worship me? They sing and they shout, but in vain do they worship me. Oh, yes, it's all in vain. I say it's all in vain. In vain do they worship me. But in vain, they worship me. Yes, it's all in vain. Yes, it's all in vain.
In vain, in vain,
in vain, in vain, in vain. They worship me.
Well, you may sing.
They shout.
You may shout.
They
preach,
whoever
you are, and pray.
In vain.
You're worshiping the Lord in vain.
Oh, yes, it's vain. It's all
right
in
there.
Vain.
100 years.
Oh, in vain.
Or 1,000 years vain. Twice. And wind up in hell.
Ooh.
No good. Preaching, praying, singing, and shouting in vain.
In vain, in vain, in vain, do they worship me.
It's a shame. Big, huge churches.
Huge churches.
Beautiful churches. Beautiful ornaments, all in vain. Walking in, getting your holy water, crossing yourself,
all in vain.
All in vain. All in vain.
Mark 7:7.
Get up, get dressed for church. Put on your rouge. Get your hair all made up.
Go to church.
Get it done on yesterday and make it stiff and tied up all night so it don't get messed up.
Hey, sleep.
Go to church.
Mm-hmm.
In vain.
In vain.
Yes.
Mark 7, and beginning with 6 verse.
Yes.
He answered and said unto them,
He answered and said unto them, Well,
hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites?
You're hypocrites.
As it
know
is,
what the word of the Lord said. And the thing is, the Bible says full well, you reject the commandment of God
by your tradition,
so you can keep your tradition.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've been doing it this way for so long.
So long.
But to do what you want to do, you have to reject God.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't reject something you don't know. That means you know it.
Exactly. Amen.
You know the thing to do, so you re- rejected.
Rejected.
Because it's not what you want to do.
Amen.
So the prophet prophesied about you, and he called you a hypocrite.
Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites.
Especially you hypocrites, I was listening to the Fountains of the Dead, and I said, Lord, out of all the tapes you destroyed, you didn't destroy that one. It had to be. He said, you're worshiping with dead apostles. Dead ones. He said, what could you ask Paul tonight?
I heard that. Looking in his mouth.
What could you ask Peter tonight? You're worshiping with dead apostles.
Mm-hmm. Looking at me.
I had to rewind it to make sure I heard it right. He did use the word dead. And whoever edited this broadcast, edit that in. And play it over the radio for all the ones who are listening to tapes. Mm-hmm. And got the tape committee going. Mm-hmm. Bishop Johnson is now dead.
Amen.
The Bible says the thing that was written aforetime was written for our learning. So this was written for us to learn that God put apostles in the church.
Amen.
And what he put them in there for. He put apostles in the church.
Some prophets.
And he put prophets in the church.
And some evangelists.
And he put evangelists in the church, which he called himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And some pastors.
And he put pastors in the church.
And teachers.
And he put teachers in the church.
For the perfecting of the saints.
No. God put apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors in the church for the perfecting of the saints?
Yes.
Are the saints still here?
Yes.
Do they still have to be perfected?
Yes.
By who?
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
No, by them dead apostles.
No.
What could you ask Paul tonight? Huh? What would you ask Paul tonight, or Peter, or James, or John? Then if he don't need no apostle, he don't need no evangelist.
Certainly not.
Bishop Johnson is now dead.
What could you ask
him tonight?
With all the truth he preached.
You have to reject the word of God to keep going what you got going for the last 30 years. You don't want to do right. But you're going to fall.
You hypocrite.
You're going to fall in hell, you hypocrite. And you're going to say, well, Lord, we prophesied in your name. What was the need for Bishop Johnson? You had Peter's and Paul's writings.
Amen.
But where did Elias prophesy about you, you hypocrite?
As it is written.
As it is written.
This people honoreth me with their lips.
It's a bunch of lip.
But their heart.
They don't believe what the word
is
says.
Is far from me.
If they believe what the word says, there would not be one woman trying to preach.
Amen.
And teach nobody nothing in the church.
How be it.
If they believe the word of God, there would be no one raising their hand to make a decision for Christ. If they believe God, there would not be one idol of no man on a cross in no church, nowhere.
None whatsoever.
If they believe God.
If they believe God.
But it's been the tradition for so many years to teach that Mary was taken up into heaven by angels.
You hypocrite.
Hypocrite. That's nowhere in the Holy Scripture. That came after the book was printed. But wherefore did Elias prophesy? I knew you were coming, you hypocrite.
This people honoreth me with the
For those who came out of here.
Amen.
and call themselves a bishop one day and an apostle the next day.
You hypocrite.
You hypocrite. It was prophesied that you would by your own daddy.
Eighth of an inch by 16.
My 1/8 by 1/16 of an inch preacher. You are a hypocrite. Amen. You keep saying, let God be true. And every man a liar. I say, Lord, if he uses scripture once more, I shall scream. Before the words can get out of my mouth, there it was again. I screamed.
You hypocrite.
As I screamed, it came again. He can't think of nothing else to say. So he rambles and says, let God be true. And every man a liar. I said, you are the biggest liar of all. You're a hypocrite.
Amen.
You are a hypocrite if you go against the scriptures. You're trying to tell other folks to obey the scripture. But see, you got to reject what the words say to keep going what you got going. You got to reject God. But wherefore did Elias prophesy about you, you hypocrite, saying,
this people honoreth me with
their lips. It's all mouth. Just mouth. I love the Lord.
But their heart.
The thing that I need.
Is far from me.
Nowhere near me.
Howbeit, in vain do they worship me.
I told you it was in vain.
Teaching for doctrine the commandments
the commandment of men. You're teaching what man wants. Men say, well, you don't need to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of the Father and the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost will do. Yeah, no.
I don't need none at all.
The name. Mm-hmm. But see, it's the tradition of men, mm-hmm. and you don't want to stop it.
For laying aside the commandment of God.
You're going to put aside what God said. I don't want to do that.
You hold the tradition.
And you're going to hold on to say Mary makes intercession for men and go to hell. You want to hold that tradition that Reb can go to a seminary and learn to preach the word of God. This is done by the inspiration. It is revealed. See, I don't get my sermons prepared. The Lord prepared them. Amen. And it's inspired. And I knew I was right on when I heard the saints singing. They weren't preaching. They were singing the songs about the path that they're on. Amen. Lead me. Keep me in the path. Amen. I say, I'm right on. But see, to get on that path, you got to take the word of the Lord. And you can't reject it. If you reject his word, then you can do anything you want to do. And your heart is seared with a hot iron. You won't feel condemned. Go on. Say Mary talking to her son if you want. Say you are an apostle of Jesus Christ if you want. The Bible says there's going to be some false ones. But you'll know them by their fruits. We'll know them. See, again, I keep telling you, prophecy is for the church. It edifies the church. And see, you forget prophecy that have gone on before. But see, Elias is reminding us. Hypocrites. It was written. Hypocrites. That's edification for us. When we look and see those who've gone out. Hypocrites. But we look and remember those who kept their steadfastness to the end. Like Bishop Johnson. And he said, you sitting there with dead apostles. He said, you too ignorant to live. He said, now when George Washington became the first president, they didn't say, nah, there wasn't going to be no more.
He sure did.
When George Washington died,
they got another.
He said, you sound like a fool. He said, you're too ignorant to live. Mm-hmm. Now that's saying something. You're too ignorant to live. That's just stupid. When George Washington died, the next president came along. Now you got Clinton. So you think the Lord's going to kill off John and there won't going to be any more? Had to be. The scripture had to be fulfilled. Came a time at evening. If you look at this thing like a day, one day, sunrise, doesn't it? Live through the morning of the day. We're children of the day. came a time there was no voice heard in that day. And the scripture said, before night come when no man work, I'm going to bring the light at evening.
Before night.
You still got your day. Before night, no man can work and you can't see. But in the cool of the day,
evening time,
I'm going to bring my word. So you won't have any excuse when night come. But we ain't going to be him. Why are you trying to figure it out and we are gone? But then there's one more day that is everlasting day. And that's where we're going to be. When this day close out. But see, you got to come nigh and work while it's yet called day. And I'm telling you to come work. Don't reject God to do what you want to do. It's a tradition. You've been doing it for so long. And when you hear this broadcast, you say, well, Bishop Patterson, you sound right. If it sounds right, it is. If it sounds wrong, it's wrong. Now, you got to reject God to baptize anybody in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You got to say, forget what Peter did. Forget what all the apostles did everywhere in the scripture, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus or in the name of Jesus Christ. Forget them. Forget them that spoke in tongues and received the Holy Ghost. You don't have to do that anymore. Let's start a new tradition. Reject God. You had to. But the Bible said, do you think they were afraid? To make the word of God of none effect, were you not afraid? The Bible said they weren't scared. They weren't scared at all. They weren't afraid to say, well, you don't have to do this. Oh, we will just raise your hand. You want Christ in your heart right now? Raise your hand. Come down to the altar and we will pray. And if you pray along with me and you say this prayer, God will save you right now. There's nowhere preached in the Holy Scriptures.
No.
But you reject God when he said water and spirit. You reject that. And say, well, I came down and I had this wonderful feeling that came all over me. And you go and this man touch you and you fall out and your dress go all up. And they always have somebody to catch you. But sometimes it be some big women. And they need two or three, but it's always that two or three to catch her. And then they got it now, they say, get drunk. And the Bible says, these are not drunk as you were supposed.
Not like you supposed.
But these people getting drunk, grinning and giggling in the word. You got to reject God. Get Jeremiah for me. I keep your fingers on Mark. But I want Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, 15 through the 19th verses, I think. I want you to understand what they have to do to reject God, to hold on to a tradition that they have. And the preacher said, if you live 100 years and beget many children, and you don't know good, hell. You can live 1,000 years twice, wouldn't matter. Yes?
Sixth
chapter of Jeremiah and the 15th verse.
15th verse.
Were they ashamed?
Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?
You think people are ashamed that they have these huge churches and baptize folks in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost?
Nay.
Nay, shame. They don't even blush. They're not ashamed.
Nay, they were not at all ashamed.
What? They're not ashamed at all for a woman to get in a pulpit and preach and got men behind her jumping up and shouting, dressed in tuxedos.
Saying preach.
And she preaching down, teaching the church. Every man in there need to drop dead. He ain't no good to God. He got the body flipped upside down, got the head walking on the ground, and the feet up in there. He ain't no help to God.
himself either.
But the Bible says you think they were ashamed.
Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?
No.
Nay.
No.
They were not at all ashamed.
They were not at all ashamed, neither.
Neither could they blush.
They could even get their cheeks to turn just a little red in shame. Yes?
Therefore they shall fall among them that fall.
Those that are on the way to hell, you shall join them and fall along with them.
At the time that I visit them?
When I shall come and visit in the day of my wrath.
They shall be cast
when
down.
My anger shall kindle a fire, I'm going to visit you
they shall
that you
be
were
cast.
Not ashamed. They shall be cast down,
saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord. Don't take my word for it. Going to be cast down.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord that you say we honor the Lord. We do this in the Lord's name. Yes?
Stand ye in the ways and see.
You had better do something. You better ask for that old way.
As for the old path.
You better ask for that old way.
Where the good way.
That was the good way.
And walk therein.
You better ask for it, get it, and walk in it.
And you shall find rest for your soul.
There you shall find the rest. We have the old way.
Mm-hmm.
We have the way that started on the day of Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
You better ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You better find it. And you better get in it and walk in it. Because you stay out there if you want. The Bible says you shall be cast.
Down, saith
cast,
the Lord.
Thrown, down.
Saith the Lord.
He says he's going to cast you in a lake of fire. But find the old way.
Thus saith the Lord.
The old way.
Stand ye in the ways
that
and
we
see.
Have been taught by the apostles of Jesus Christ. They have gone on before, but there is one still walking. Because God cannot have a church and he not have one.
Amen.
A lot of people take that scripture, first in the church is apostles. Yeah, when he started the church, that was the first thing he put in it.
First.
Mm. And the church is still here. You still need perfecting, so we are still in it.
Amen.
People try to throw the apostle out, but leave the evangelist and the pastors in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Please, give me a break. But the Bible said the old way.
Stand ye in the ways
and not see. Something that come along after the book has been printed.
And as for the old
like path, the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, and the Methodist Church, the churches of God in Christ, and the churches of Christ in God, or whatever the name of these things are, that we are for Jesus things. This is a church that is called by his name. It's of his faith. What else can you name the church? Hmm? It's his church. So it's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the apostolic faith.
Why would the church of the Blessed Mary, what she need with a church?
Blessed Trinity.
What is named on the outside is what is inside the bottle,
mm-hmm.
inside the building. Now, if the church is supposed to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, why is anything else on the door? Hmm? You ever thought about it? You better ask for the old way. That way that started on the day of Pentecost. The first church. The first church. Is there a second church? Will there be a third church? Not another. So all you need is the church.
First Baptist and Second Baptist.
Not our church. We ain't got nothing to do with it other than we're in it. It is the church. It belongs to God.
Amen.
It's his church. You just happen to be a member in it.
Amen.
By his grace.
Amen.
Ask for the old way. Find that path and get in it.
Where is the good way?
Good way.
And walk therein.
Walk in it.
And
you're going to find rest.
For your soul.
You won't have to worry.
But
you say, I am in the church that preaches the apostles' doctrine. The bishop is preaching the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I was baptized in water.
Mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. That's the old way. I tarried, waited on the Lord, and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. That's the old way. I'm in it. I'm now contending daily. That's the old way.
That's the good way.
But this stuff now, you just do anything you want to do. Just go to church. Mm-hmm. You can play the center all week. Drink, go to church on Sunday.
Drink your liquor.
Soon as church out, isn't the clubs open? Well, Jack's Liquors is open now on Sunday. Let's go by and get a couple of bottles to drink and toast to the Lord. Cheers, Lord. Reb really preached down today. And Reb right with you. Reb is with you. Said, wasn't that a good sermon? I learned that in the seminaries. They taught me how to write it down and how to deliver. It is something else. When you see them, they all have the same isms. But you better ask for the old way. That path that we are in, that's why we can't change anything. We don't have the power to. The way is from the days of old. And they say, well, Jesus is modern now. No, he's not. He's the same yesterday.
As for the old path.
He's going to be the same today, the old path. And he's going to be the same when you meet him. The old path.
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
Walk therein.
And ye shall find rest.
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
But they said.
You say, I'm not walking.
We will not walk therein.
I'm not going to wear no long dress and no hat and no cotton stockings. Have you heard them say it? I don't want that.
I want to look holy.
I'm not going to look like that. I'm not wearing that. You hear him say it? I'm not going to do that. The man of God says, stay in the church. Stay in the word. I'm not staying in that. It's now time. Let's be able to do anything we want to do. I'm not staying in that way. You remember when Bishop Shelson died, what they said? They weren't going back to no old way. Didn't they say it? I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. They say we're not going back to the old way. Nehemiah said we're going back to the old way. Give me that old time religion.
That's good enough for me.
And he did what? Restored this church because it was prophesied that he would. Amen. Got us back on the path.
The old path.
I just have joy in my soul when I think about realizing what we've been through.
Amen.
And how God kept his church. Said, so you got to get back on that beaten path. You got somebody in front of you knocking down the weeds. And all you got to do is walk therein and find rest. Somebody is doing the labor to make the path sure. Not you. Somebody's in front of you.
Amen.
Clearing the path says, this is the way to walk therein. You just have rest. Rest assured that this is the truth of God. This is the path that's going to lead to him. Once you finish with your testing, your trials and tribulations, he's going to be standing there with open arms.
Exodus 23.
Yes.
Behold, I set an angel before thee.
The way.
To keep thee in the way.
Keep you in there.
And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
It is something to make you rejoice.
Amen.
Everything the prophets are doing is to get us to that final rest for our souls. And someone is there to keep you in the way. I don't think I got to have wings to be an angel.
No, sir.
You know, No. But I'm here to keep you in the way.
And bring thee.
And I'm going to take you over.
Into the place which I have prepared.
The Lord has a place prepared. Not made with his hands. It was such a beautiful thing. He let the prophet write. He saw it coming down. To let you know. Get a hope. Get some faith. You can't see it. Just believe it. Just believe it.
Beware of him.
My,
and obey
my,
his voice.
My.
Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him.
Well.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversary. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee into the Amorites, and to the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
And y'all think I worried about Rapha. I don't have time for that foolishness. I'm trying to save souls. Amen. He had an opportunity. He didn't want to walk in the way, so he left it. Better find a good way. Amen. Find the path, because the Bible said also, I set watchmen. Uh-huh. Watchmen. Somebody that can see over the walls.
Also, I set watchmen over
watchmen
you.
Watchmen are set over you.
Saying, hearken unto the sound of the trumpet.
Hear what he says to you. Hear it.
But they said, I will not hearken.
I ain't hearken to him. The man of God is a watchman. You don't know the way to the promised land. If you knew, everybody in there have a different way. Everybody don't even, when you leave your house, we can live in the same neighborhood. We don't all come to church the same way. You go down a different street. All of us would say, well, it's that way. Say, which way? That way. Guarantee you, some folks will go back the other way. And you could be pointing that way. They say, well, I know a shortcut. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try a shortcut. But there's a man that's set over the people. Mm-hmm. And if you just follow him, we all will get there together because we are a flock. Mm-hmm. And we're all moving together. And the Bible says, also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken, listen. Mm-hmm. Hear what he has to say. Because he's going to open his voice like a trumpet. Mm-hmm. And they say, we will not hearken. So since you won't hearken, hear this. The 18th verse.
Therefore hear, ye nations.
Hear this.
And know, O congregation,
the congregation of Israel.
Among them.
Yes.
Hear, O earth.
Everybody walk in the face of the earth. You hear this. Behold, that's why this broadcast is going everywhere. Amen. Everywhere on the earth. Now you hear this.
O earth.
Earth.
Behold, I will bring evil upon this people.
I'm going to bring evil on you.
Even the fruit of their thoughts.
Even your thoughts are going to be evil.
Because they have not hearkened unto my words.
You have not heard the man of God.
Nor my law.
Nor the law. Baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You haven't hearkened to that. You said Father, Son, and Holy Ghost will do.
But rejected it.
You rejected me. So I'm going to reject you. Just like he rejected Saul. Mm-hmm. I shall reject you. And it's a shame. It's a shame that people had been in the truth, heard the words preached, and rejected it. They say, well, Bishop Johnson said he left enough canned up till Jesus come. Yeah, Jesus left enough canned up too.
Amen.
In some books he called the Bible. But you had to have somebody who had the opener to open it up. Because you know the Lord by preaching. That's how you know who he is. You can't take this book and read yourself and know anything. Mm-hmm. But we have the can opener. And the can that he left one in the can that said, you are worshiping with dead apostles. Amen. You hear that. But see, you reject that. And you think they don't know. I sent them the tape. I didn't want him to have no excuse. And that's one thing people say, Bishop, you always waking folks up. That's my job. Yeah. If they're doing something wrong, I'm to turn them.
That's what he told you.
I'm to return them. But they don't hear me. They keep rejecting me. But they are rejecting God because the Bible says, he that heareth you.
That's what he said.
Heareth me.
Heareth me.
And if they despise you.
They despise me.
They're despising me. So if they're rejecting me, it's not me they're rejecting. They're rejecting God. Just like in the Bible in Moses' day when they spoke against Moses and the Lord. What did he speak against Moses for? But God punished him for it. And it wasn't until Moses said, Lord, don't kill them. Mm-hmm. He said, well, get a serpent on the staff and just hold it up there and I'll stop killing them. And everybody that come by and see the serpent. But a man of God had to make intercession. I was asking Brother Marcus yesterday, he passed the test because I was going to see, does he listen to me? And somebody told him, I feel sorry for you living in the bishop's house. But he passed the test, thank the Lord. I asked him, how can you make atonement for your own sins? He said, you can't. I said, what is required for atonement? He said, blood. I said, well, who atoned for your sin? Jesus. Where? On the cross. I said, well, thank the Lord. I couldn't fuss. But the man said, you got to make an atonement for your sins. You can't do that. See, you had to reject God's words to say some foolishness like that. You really do. But I like what the preacher preached in Ecclesiastes 6. He told us, you know, if you live 100 years and you just have a whole lot of children, it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good whatsoever because you're going to end up in hell. So why would you reject the word of the Lord just to have a lot of money? Ecclesiastes 6:3, if a man begot 100 children and live many years.
So that his days.
His days, he had a whole lot of days he's had.
Years be many.
Upon this earth, what good is it if he don't know God?
And his soul be.
His soul is not filled with good. Filled with God. Mm-hmm. What good is it?
And also,
to reject God just to live on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that soul that sinneth, it's going to die. Yes?
And also that he has no burial.
No burial. Just not burial. He just lived.
I said
an untimely birth
is better than he.
It's better than he. It's better you were never born.
For he cometh in with vanity.
You coming in vain.
And departed.
And you're going to depart in darkness.
And his name shall be covered with darkness.
Won't even see your name that you ever lived. An untimely birth
is
better than you. He went on to say, if you live 1,000 years twice.
Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice.
Twice. 2,000 years. Keep living. And you don't know God.
Yet hath he seen no good.
You don't know God. You're going to fall.
Do not all go to one place.
You're going to one place with everybody else. Straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Do not collect $200. Straight to hell. It's a shame. But many people reject the word of the Lord. Never get baptized in water. Never receive the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. And not this prayer language people do. They can just be standing and all of a sudden they just say the same thing. It's practiced and programmed. It is not as the Spirit of God give utterance. Not that foolishness. Not that.
To what purpose cometh?
To what purpose?
There to me incense from Sheba.
What purpose?
And the sweet came from a far country.
What purpose do you think you were born for? It's to fear God.
Your burnt offerings are not acceptable.
I will not accept your burnt offerings.
Not your sacrifices.
I don't want your sacrifices.
Therefore saith the Lord.
Therefore saith the
Behold,
Lord.
Behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people.
The Lord is going to put a stumbling block
before this people.
Before you.
And the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them.
You're going to fall. Because God is going to give you a strong delusion because you wouldn't take the truth.
Mm-hmm. The neighbor and his friend shall perish.
You shall perish. What purpose do you think you came into the world for? He said, well, I hear what you say. But you know, there was a time that the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected John. And you know what the rejection was? They would not be baptized. Mm-hmm. But that was the way. Mm-hmm. But they rejected it. And they talked about him like a dog, like folks do now. But it was still the way. It was still the good way. And it came a time our Savior, because John was his forerunner, came along and said, you must be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. And he came upon some of John's disciples still doing what John had told them. They hadn't gone out of that. But he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we hadn't heard so much there be a Holy Ghost. And the apostle who had all the revelations of Jesus Christ asked them then, how were you baptized? Not had you accepted Christ as your personal Savior.
Acts 19:1.
Not have you prayed the sinner's prayer. He wanted to know, how then were you baptized? How were you baptized?
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth,
yes,
Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus.
Yes.
And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
We haven't heard about the
Holy
Ghost.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
You know, that's not for today. You don't need no Holy Ghost today. There's a new thing.
And he said unto them,
you better ask for the old way.
Unto what then were you baptized?
That old pathway. How were you baptized?
And they said, unto John's baptism.
We got John's baptisms.
Then said Paul.
Now they're getting ready to hear what is the truth of the matter.
John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him.
Believe on him.
Which should come after him.
Jesus Christ.
That is, on Christ Jesus.
You know, when I read through the scriptures and I see where the apostles had a problem preaching and getting folks to understand that Jesus was the Christ. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, we're having the same problem today trying to prove that you're God. People won't believe it. Say, oh, he's a son of God. They won't believe it. And they said, the scripture said he was in the world. He who? Jesus. The world was made by him. Who? Jesus. And the world knew him not. But they say it's three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Nowhere in the scripture for Trinity. But you reject God so that you can keep your tradition. But he's telling him here in Acts
19. The fifth verse, when they heard this.
When they heard this.
They were baptized.
No, they just stood up and raised their hand and made a decision.
When they heard this.
They got baptized, huh? Maybe they said in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the blessed Holy Ghost.
When they heard this.
When they heard what the apostle preached.
They were baptized.
Were they? How?
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Then as plain as they say day.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them.
Uh-oh. No, don't tell me. You don't need that. But here is the apostle got the power to lay hands on them. And
the Holy Ghost came on them.
They hadn't heard of whether there'd be any Holy Ghost, but right now they're speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God.
And they speak with tongue and prophesy.
You better ask for this way. You better find it and get in it. Here, when the apostle laid hands, they received a gift of the Holy Ghost. They did not reject the word. They didn't say, well, we'll hear this at another time. They gladly received the word. Then they were baptized. And I sit and I pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I know this broadcast is being heard. And people know that it is the truth. What is it? And this morning, they reject me so they can continue to do what they're doing. But everybody want to be saved. Sure they do. But they don't want to do what's right. They want to continue in their way because they're satisfied. But when something goes wrong, they call on it. And then they reject what he tells them to do. That's a shame. It is a shame. But it's going to come a day when they get in eternity. He goes, say, I piped to you. You didn't dance. I gave you something to weep about. You shed no tears. But now you want to get in my kingdom, huh? Bind them hand and feet. Mm-hmm. They do not have on their wedding garment. Cast them into outer darkness. Now you don't want to hear the Lord say that now, do you? Then why not? Reject your tradition. Reject the tradition and accept God. And Luke, the 7th chapter and the 30th verse, you got to reject him. Don't reject the baptism. Come on, be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Come tarry and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's for you.
But the Pharisees
and the lawyers rejected
the counsel of God against themselves.
They rejected, and it's against themselves.
Being not baptized.
They didn't get baptized. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? They are so wicked. They won't hearken to my voice. They will not put down their tradition and hearken to me. Wake up, souls. He's coming. And it's going to be like a thief in the night. You better wake up. He said, they are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye said he had a devil. You said in judgment of the man I sent. But it's going to come a day, you're going to be standing before the judgment seat. And if you're in the body of Christ, that's where judgment shall start. Amen. In the house of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of republicans and sinners. The Bible said, but wisdom is justified. Wisdom is justified of all her children. If you have the wisdom, hear the words of the Lord, to know that you must be baptized. You must repent. You must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Wake up and see that soon this day shall close out. And he said, at night can no man work. Don't reject the Lord. He's coming. He's coming as a thief. And you don't know when he's coming. But he's giving you signs to see that it's soon. When the thoughts he's going to make evil of men, what shall you do? When you're crying out wanting death and you can't find death, telling rocks and mountains to fall on you, it will be too late. Don't reject the word of the Lord to continue your tradition. Come be washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's coming as a thief, as a thief in the night. This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, asking you to wake up and see. Don't reject this broadcast. Come be baptized in water, buried in water. Start the road to meet your Lord in peace. It's only for them who gladly receive the word. He shall not overtake you like a thief.
Come here.